For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath shown no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Story's told, and I'll tell it rather quickly, about a very wealthy couple in New York City many years ago entertaining guests one night. Their name was Mr. and Mrs. Whittemore. And in order to do something different, they went down to the Bowery that night. And if you went to the Bowery slumming, you always had to go to the Mission of Jerry McCauley. And these people went in and sat down in the back, you know, to take it all in. Well, this very wealthy couple belonged to a very fashionable church, but they had no more heard the gospel than a person living in the darkest heathenism of the world. But that night they heard Jerry McCauley preach it, and their hearts were touched, and they saw themselves as sinners. They went down and they knelt. The meek knelt that night with the rags, and they accepted Christ. And Mr. and Ms. Whittemore became workers down in that area, and she established a home for fallen girls, was probably the one that began the movement. And the stories that have come out, she's called the Rose of Mulberry Bend, and the stories that come from her ministry there. May I say to you, how we need today to recognize, friends, this idea today that we may be better than someone else, that somehow or another we look down upon them. May I say that's sinful to do that? I don't care who the man is. That man is on the same plane you are before God. That is, he's a sinner. And you and I have to come to the cross. We have to come as that rich couple came to accept Christ. The story is told that years ago in London, there was a great preacher there, a very fine young man by the name of Caesar Milan. And he was invited one time, as he was a very attractive young man, to a very large and prominent home where there was a choice musical to be put on one night during the week. And on that program, there was a young lady who was thrilling London at that time with her singing and her playing. She was outstanding. And she received a great ovation when she had finished that night. When she did, this young preacher, Caesar Milan, he threaded his way through the gathering and gathered around those that were congratulating her and applauding her. And when he finally came to her and got her attention, he said, "Young lady, when you were singing, I sat there and I thought how tremendously the cause of Christ would be benefited if you would dedicate yourself and your talents to the Lord. But," and he added this, "you are just as much a sinner as the worst drunkard in the street or any harlot on Scarlet Street. But I'm glad to tell you that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, will cleanse you from all sin if you'll come to Him." And in a very haughty manner, she turned her head aside and said to him, "You are very insulting, sir." And she started to walk away. And he said, "Lady, I did not mean any offense, but I pray that the Spirit of God will convict you." Well, they all went home, and that night this young woman could not sleep. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, she knelt by the side of her bed. She took Christ as a Savior. And then she sat down, and when sitting there, Charlotte Elliott wrote the words of my favorite hymn, "Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am and waiting not, rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come." And then the last stanza, "Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come." May I say to you, friends, that is the basis on which all of us have to come to Christ. That's a great hymn And it came out of an experience.